I felt great and really humbled for the opportunity. I know the women I compete with are competitive, and I respect and honor them coming out there and bringing in a solid field. And I don't take any opportunity for granted. I always like to appreciate and live in that moment, because it's moments that rarely comes. You never know when you are going to get it again.
Women's running. Women's running stories.
Yes, my name is Sajan Kurgat Edna, and I am originally from Kenya. I moved to the United States in 2015.
Yes, Sergeant Edna Kurgat did move to the United States in 2015. She came over on a running scholarship, starting at Liberty University, and then she moved over to the University of New Mexico. She became a U.S. citizen in 2021, and she currently races for WCAP, which stands for World Class Athlete Program, which is part of the U.S. Army. She's based out of Colorado Springs, and she's going to tell us how it all went down at the recent USATF 6K National Championships, which took place in Canton, Ohio on July 15th. But first, welcome to Women's Running Stories. I am Cherie Louise Turner. I am the host and producer of Women's Running Stories. And every episode, we bring you, yes, one story told by a woman about running. This is one of our race reports. We have been following the USATF Grand Prix series of races that happen all throughout the year. And before we get to Kurgat's story, I want to remind you that we are a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. And there's another podcast in the network that I know you'll really enjoy, and that is the Planted Runner Podcast, hosted by Coach Claire Bartholik. And one of the things I really like about The Planted Runner is that Claire always gives some actionable tips that I can apply to my running. And in particular, I really like her Mental Strength Minute. These are just tips about how to improve your mental strength. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to improve my psychological approach to running and racing and training. And so I always just like listening to what she has to say and trying it in my own running. So check it out. It's The Planted Runner. Episodes come out every week on Thursdays. And of course, I will link to all of the ways that you can keep up with The Planted Runner in the show notes. Now on to our story featuring Sergeant Edna Kurgat, who, going into the 6K National Championships, was already the reigning U.S. National Cross Country Champion. She won that championship at the beginning of 2023, and this earned her her first spot on a U.S. international team representing her now home country at the Cross Country World Championships, which took place in Australia in February of this year. And Kurgat's specialties actually are cross-country and distance track racing. She has a particular focus on the 10,000 meters. And in fact, her focus on track racing played a key role in her preparation and performance for the 6K championships. Let's hear from Sergeant Kurgat.
Leading into the race, we had nationals track and field outdoor championships in Eugene, Oregon, the week before, and I decided I was going to do the 5 and 10K and try to qualify for World Championship. And unfortunately, I didn't make the top three. I finished 6th on the 10K, and I immediately after that race, I knew I was going to do the 6K. And I immediately shifted my focus and attention, and I knew I had a lot of fatigue coming off of 10K and 5K, combining with the traveling and the time difference. And I just had to put my head up and try to recover as quickly as possible and make sure I am ready for the 6K the following weekend.
Despite concerns about coming into the 6K champs fatigued from the US Track Nationals, where, yeah, she ran the 5,000 and the 10,000, Sergeant Kurgat knew she was coming in fit and strong, physically and mentally.
I think my greatest confidence came from the amount of training that I had put in on track, and I knew I had done a lot of speed work, and despite my focus was the 10K, I knew 6K was kind of a tricky distance to race, but I knew I had the strength based on the training I had built on preparing for the 10K, so I just wanted to stay with the lead and be ready to make the move when it counts. It all come down to being mentally tough. I know, of course, all the races hurts as it progresses and the pace picks up. Your body feels like it's going to break apart, but it's all about being engaged in what's going on in the race at the moment and being aware of the moves that are being made at every point of the race. And I have learned to prepare my body to be able to handle it. If somebody is trying to make a drastic move, I've learned to prepare my mind for such unexpected kind of scenarios.
So Kurgat was coming into the 6K champs with the physical fitness from training for the track and a mental toughness she'd developed to be able to react and respond to the moment-to-moment actions of racing. No doubt her cross-country experiences have contributed to Kurgat's abilities to navigate the uncertainties that come with racing on different types of terrain and different race courses and how that all plays out in the field. But however well-prepared Kurgat was in these key respects, she was still coming into race day with no clear expectations.
Yeah, I was pretty much relaxed compared to when I raced the track events because I knew I'm still new to the road racing and I'm still learning a lot. I still need a lot of experience competing. I know those women are talented and they have mastered the skills of how to run the roads compared to me. So I didn't have much pressure going into it, and I just needed to be calm and focus and put all the attention on all the energy on myself rather than worrying who is in the field and how the race is going to unfold and the final results. So going into the starting line, I can tell that I was much composed and ready for whichever outcome because I knew I don't have any obligation given the fact that I'm still new on the roads at the end of it. I started doing road racing towards the end of last year, and I realized that the racing strategy is pretty different as compared to the track. So initially I used to start and go too aggressively with the lead, but I realized that at some point I'm dying towards the finish line. So I've learned, one of the things I've learned racing the roads is you have to stay conservative and know when to make the actual move. Unlike the track where you know the splits and you can feel the pace. But for the road races, it depends on who is in the field, the course, and you just have to be able to hang on with the group. So I have learned to be conservative well enough to where I can be able to cruise with the leaders. And that's one of the major lessons I've learned on the roads.
Hear Her Sports is a podcast for everyone who loves stories by and about women striving to improve and make a difference in their lives. I am your host, Elizabeth Emery, a former professional cyclist. In every episode, I introduce a female athlete or woman in the business of sport through a thoughtful conversation about who they are and the terrific work they're doing. My guests and I explore the glorious and frustrating issues in sports, history, equity, training, nutrition, and so much more. Join us for inspiration, for community, and for love of being a strong athletic woman.
Good morning and welcome to Canton, Ohio, everybody. We're here at the USATF Women's 6K Championship this morning. It's a lovely morning in Canton, Ohio. Not too warm, not too humid. Should be a good day of racing. We've got $21,000 on the line. bunch of best women in the country. Got athletes like Edna Kurgat, Molly Grable.
Yes, so the gun goes off and off we go. And the first feeling I feel is some fatigue on my legs. And that's kind of a signal to my brain, like I'm starting to get worried. Maybe I'm not well recovered from traveling or something is not adding up. But then I decided I'm not going to stay in front. I'm going to just stay in the mix and see how the race unfolds and how my body responds as the race progresses. So that's why I was stuck in the middle and trying to stay a conservative as I listen to my body. And after around 2K is when I started responding and the fatigue started going and fading away. And I believe it was around 3.8 kilometers, we had a slight incline of hill. And
Curley and Kerr got breaking away from the other four. Elbow to elbow, coming up Brakeham Hill. They'll have an advantage if they can hold this distinction, because when they get over the hill, it's downhill for quite some period of time. So they'll be going.
I took advantage of it because I've learned to do a lot of hill trainings, and that kind of gave me a confidence and a comeback in the race when I hold on to the girl that was leading on the hill, and following was a downhill. And 4K, I knew it's time to make a definitive move, and boom, that's when I decided now I'm not going to look back. I knew once I make it, I try to be far away from the chase pack as much as possible, because I knew they might come for me at the end, and I don't like when that happens.
This is a move we're seeing now. Kurgat pulling away. Her margin is 15 meters and growing. Curley now drifting back to the chase pack. Kurgat's putting it down.
I like to take the lead early enough to where I'm not giving everything to chance at the last minute, where everybody is at the position of kicking and winning. So I like to make that early move and give myself a better chance for winning towards the end of the race. And if you watch even the cross country, I made the move at 2 kilometers to go. And once I make up my mind that I have to make these moves, I switch off my mind and I really have to execute it. I have to give it all what it takes for me to hold on to that.
Kurgat's lead is growing. I'd say it's 20 meters plus at this point, maybe 25. We're going to make a right turn. Kurgat's got 800 meters to go. 800 meters to go for your leader Edna Kurgat.
I could hear the commentators, what they were saying and how far of the lead I was and how close they were catching up on me. And it helped me gauge the distance between me and the finish line and the distance between me and the leading and the chase group.
Kurgat's your leader. Rotenfeld's trying to close the gap. That gap is down to 20 meters. We've got 200 meters to go.
So the final turn was 200 to go. And when we were doing the preview, the guy that was explaining was like, yeah, this is, if you make this final left turn, you just have 200 to go. And that really helped me mentally, because whenever I do like 200s on intervals, and I knew, okay, if I can give it all, the 200 energy I have, then it's just all the way to the finish line. So I was really digging deep and hoping I have a room for winning, honestly.
Beautiful, athletic, welcome to your finish line, the champion, the USA Team Women's 6K, Edna Kurgat, running for the US Army.
The reality came in when I actually crossed the finish line and realized that, oh wow, I actually won this. So the feeling of winning didn't kind of catch me before I crossed the finish line. So maybe that's another helpful thing, because it keeps my excitement down and help me focus until I finish it. every race is different. Every race comes with different results. And some races go really well and as expected, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. So I've learned to appreciate every race, regardless of the outcomes that I come out with. The first thing about racing is it has taken me places that I never expected. Like if it weren't for running, I wouldn't be in the United States at this point. And it has given me a full scholarship ride through my college career. And the most important thing is it's a dynamic sport that brings different people across the globe. So every time I go out and compete, I really appreciate interacting and meeting with the diversity of people from different parts of the world and the unique personality and characters that each individual has really shaped me. And I have learned to be able to respect everybody regardless of their backgrounds and where they come from. So that's one of the big things I like about racing, is it brings people together.
And that brings us to the end of this race report with Sergeant Edna Kurgat for the USATF 6K National Championships. I want to thank Sergeant Kurgat so much for taking the time to come on the podcast and tell us all about her experience at the championships. And I want to congratulate her on being a national champion once again this year. She is on fire. And she will be one of the racers to watch in the next national championship event, which is happening this weekend. On Saturday, July 29th in Davenport, Iowa, will be the 7-mile USATF championship. Edna Kurgat will be lining up once again with other top US runners, including Alphine Tillymook, Kellen Taylor, Nell Rojas, Anna Frisbee, and the list goes on. It should be a great race. And Kurgat is most certainly looking to get some more points in the series. She is currently ranked 2nd behind Nell Rojas. So it's going to be exciting to see how this series plays out throughout the rest of the year. And one side note here that I wanted to point out, when I spoke to Edna, she did mention the fact that this 6K championship felt particularly special to her because it was a women's only race. The men had a corresponding race, but it was an 8K in Tennessee. So this was one of those rare circumstances where it was a championship for the women only. And she did make note of the fact that, yeah, it felt different. It felt special. It felt empowering. And she was really thankful for the fact that, you know, the women got their own race. So big thank you to Tina Oprenree, who founded this women's 6K championship and running festival. She's also the director of track and field and cross country at Malone University, which is indeed in Canton, Ohio. So thank you so much to Tina for your efforts and for empowering women and holding this great championship. Of course, look to the show notes for ways that you can keep up with Edna Kurgat, as well as ways that you can keep up with Women's Running Stories and The Planted Runner. I will also include in there a link to all the other race reports we have, so you can keep up with what's going on in this Grand Prix series. And there's also a bonus race report in there with Molly Huddle running the New York City Half Marathon. Thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate you being here. And that will do it for this episode of Women's Running Stories. You have been listening to original music and sound by Cormac O'Regan, based here in Cork, Ireland. And until next week, I am Cherie Turner, coming to you from my home closet studio, also in Cork, Ireland, and I wish you healthy, joyful strides forward. Women's Running, running, running. Women's Running Stories.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, You're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.